KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high near 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary that resulted in the theft of guns and ammunition. The burglary took place at 2356 Vine Avenue, northeast of Villisca, sometime between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Two handguns and ammunition were taken from the property. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office also investigated an incident of criminal mischief Tuesday at 2076 J Avenue in Red Oak. That incident is believed to have taken place either on April 15th or 16th and involves damage to a vehicle that was estimated at $350. If you have any information on either of those incidents, you're asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. And that number is 800-432-1001. I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A Republican from Southwest Iowa has been a member of the Iowa Senate since 2011. He is considering a bid for the U.S. Senate. 42-year-old Joni Ernst of Red Oak is also serving as the major of the Iowa Army National Guard.
Most of my adult life has been service-driven through the National Guard, the reserves, public service. This is one way to take it a step further and try and be part of a solution to what I see is a problem right now in Washington, D.C.
And Ernst says if she were a member of the U.S. Senate, tackling the federal deficit would be her top priority.
We haven't had a federal budget in 4 years now. That, to me, is a huge issue. So that's number one. But with the budget concerns and our deficit, then it ties into national security, which is something that I am very, very concerned about as a member of the military. My husband's retired military. This is an issue that we talk about daily.
Ernst and her husband have three daughters that are youngest is 13 and will be entering high school next year.
And that's something that my family and I discussed. My husband is he's a very good father slash mother when I am away. And I have a very tight-knit family also with a brother and sister that are close and a mother that just lives up the street. My father is still in the area and all are very active with my family.
Ernst hopes to make a final decision about running for the U.S. Senate within 30 days.
I really would like for Congressman King to make his decision because obviously if he says that he is going to pursue this, I will not be pursuing it.
Republican Congressman Steve King has been considering a bid for the U.S. Senate since Democrat Tom Harkin announced in January that he would not seek re-election. Earlier this week, King said that he was still on the bubble about the race. Ernst served 6 years as a Montgomery County auditor before running in a special election for the state Senate seat that Kim Reynolds gave up to become Iowa's lieutenant governor. The district changed for the 2012 election. Between the two districts, Ernst has represented 10 different counties in southwest Iowa. Well, two teens from Villisca were charged in connection with alleged thefts from two local stores. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office report 14-year-olds Cordell Ryan Straw and Wyatt Dean Baldwin, both of Villisca, each faced two counts of theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting after they allegedly took items from the Villisca Foods and Casey's General stores in Villisca. The incidents were investigated by authorities just after 6 p.m. Wednesday. Straw and Baldwin were cited into juvenile court and released to the custody of their parents. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports also the arrest Wednesday of 18-year-old Michael Otis Kleindeist of Coyne. He was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for false reports with public safety entities and was being held on a $5,000 bond. And 34-year-old Amy Dawn Clemens of Red Oak was arrested on Wednesday. Sheriff's Office reports that Clemens was arrested in Montgomery County on a charge of disorderly conduct. No bond was set as per the decision of the magistrate. A Shelby County woman was arrested Tuesday evening here in Atlantic on a variety of drug-related charges. According to the Atlantic Police Department, 28-year-old Tiana Lundgren of Shelby was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, as well as on a Cass County warrant for delivery of controlled substance. And 24-year-old Justin Cruz of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested Tuesday in Atlantic for conspiracy to distribute or to deliver methamphetamine and the delivery of meth. Both suspects were booked into the Cass County Jail. News time is 7:12.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Stephen Kahn, age 65 of Lewis, died Monday. Memorial services for Steve Kahn will be today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. William Harbach, age 95 of Templeton, died Sunday at Sunnybrook Assisted Living in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for William Harbach will be held on today, that is, at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Merritt Bauer, age 95 of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Merritt Bauer will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Marion Kopf, age 89 of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marion Kopf will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Catherine Graham Memorial Chapel in the Waterloo Memorial Park Cemetery in Waterloo. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Thomas William Butcher, age 90 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral service for Thomas Butcher will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Andrews, age 72 of Exira, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Richard Andrews will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Larry Ward Sr., age 73 of Wyota, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Larry Ward Sr. will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62 of Harlan, died April 18th at his home. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bobby Dean Stahl, age 81 of Harlan, died Wednesday at his home. A private graveside service for Bobby Dean Stahl will be Saturday in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Gaylord Pauly, age 97 of Las Vegas and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gaylord Pauly will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Robert Bob Krauth, age 75 of Messina, died February 27th in Arizona. Celebration of life services for Bob Krauth will be on May the 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.